Welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 106, Growth, Fight or Flow. This episode is inspired by, strangely enough, a very cool plant that I found on a walk this morning. One of my favorite things about living here in Southern California is the weird plant life they have here. It's kind of like walking through a garden full of Dr. Seuss plants. Some of them are just so unique and so different. One of my favorite things to do when I'm not out and about working or creating is just taken some space for myself to explore and to kind of find creative ways to learn about the natural world around me and how I can take those energies and that creative pop and apply it to my own life. Well, this morning I was walking down a different street than I normally do, which I like doing a lot because why wouldn't you want to see everything possible? I found this really cool fern. It's bright, vibrant green and quite large. It was just very striking when I ran across it. So I crossed the street and got a little bit closer and closer and closer. And it wasn't until I got right up against the plant did I notice these little curlicues that it had right in the center of it. And I was very curious, as I've never seen a plant grow that way. You know, typically it just kind of grows up and out of the ground. very direction focused and kind of very like straight line, no nonsense. This plant had a very different energy to it. It didn't have that vibe at all. It really had a gentleness and kind of a curious path ahead of itself. What it did is it brought up a word that I have always been drawn to in my life, which is unfurling. And unfurling pops out a lot in all of my writing. You'll find it in my award-winning book, The Other Side of Bipolar. You'll find it in a lot of my my blogs and my content too, and also the poetry that I write just for myself. A lot of it has to do with this term of being able to unfurl yourself. What that means is to actually grow by being rolled out and by spreading. So it's not a one-line directionality, goal-driven, fight or flight, gotta get to the deadline or the end game kind of thing. It's actually this energy about being able to grow and to expand yourself into more and more and more, and really being able to just allow yourself to take the innate path that all of us have as conscious beings to be able to just get bigger. Permeate more and expand ourselves and our energies more and more and more into the world. And so for me, that's always been a huge creative word and a creative conversation I've had in my own space. And then to kind of get piqued with curiosity at this very unusual plant that I found this morning, it was really cool to see it embodied and in kind of physical form in the natural world. As I've said before on some of these shows, I love learning about myself through nature. I think we cut ourselves off from learning and from inspiration and also growth by not being in tune with the environment around us. In truth, we function a lot like the planet does. Our bodies actually function a lot like the planet does as well. So being able to open your eyes and get curious and go for these kind of discovery walks like I do, I highly recommend it. And then being able to dive in a little bit deeper to this topic, looking at your growth pattern and how you have grown so far, and also what growth pattern may be more innate and natural to you. Not that there is one right way to grow and a wrong way to grow. It's not about right or wrong. It's about being aware of different ways you can grow and actually how to navigate it with more ease. So that if growth could be a flow, and a flow that could look tons of different ways in any given moment and on any kind of path that you're on, but didn't have to feel like a fight, what would be possible? when I look at the fight energy of growth, and so many of us have this point of view that if we are going to grow and learn and expand and create, that it's got to be hard work. It's got to be a fight. You've got to earn it. You've got to prove that you're worthy of the prize at the end of the journey. Oh, that one's a really crazy point of view, isn't it? It's amazing to me to look to see all of the points of view that we have about what it is to grow, and also how that point of view actually creates it coming to fruition. This is the very interesting thing. I learned this in Access Consciousness, which is a beautiful, beautiful system that I facilitate. It talks about it a lot, where your point of view creates your reality. So if you have the point of view that growth is hard work or hard won, or there has to be proof to get what it is that you're going to get at the end of it, like you have to deserve it in some way, guess what you end up creating? You create a harder path for yourself out of that. And it's not that everything has to be roses and sunshine. Some things are going to be intense. Some things may be a little bit more uphill. If you're a mountain mover like I am, it takes a lot of energy sometimes. It's not that it can't be done. It's not that it has to be hard or you have to struggle, but there may be a little bit more chutzpah needed to get that moving and grooving in your world. But it doesn't have to be a fight. And quite frankly, if you're growing now by fighting, what are you fighting against? Could it be that you're fighting against your innate nature and your innate way of growing? When I saw this plant today, it just struck me that this plant will never grow like the other plants. It's not built that way. It is not built to jut out in one direction in a clear path. It is growing and spreading and taking up more space and really coming to full bloom through this beautiful energy of being rolled out and then spreading out from there. It got me super curious to look deeper into my own life of where I've already been and done that. Because there are times, and look for yourself, where your growth path may have been very direction focused, right? You might have been in school for a particular career. I know I was like that big time that kicked in an undergraduate when I found my love of speech pathology, because I had to get into the top graduate school, because why would I go anywhere else? In my perspective. And then from there, graduate school again, then I was on the hunt for the best internships, then I was on the hunt for the best jobs. It was very direction focused. It wasn't a fight, it was just directionality. What I noticed looking at that, that's been there a lot in my career, also in my business growth. I've noticed more of this gentle unfurling in my personal growth, my consciousness path, and a lot of my creative pursuits have actually had that energy, where if you looked from the outside, it would look maybe like I wasn't growing at all, like there wasn't a lot of change going on, or that I was doing stuff that didn't actually make sense. I love that. I work with a lot of creators. A lot of my one-to-one clients are people who are writing or creating movies or big businesses. And it's fascinating because this energy, this unfurling and undirectional focused, I don't even know a word for that, is there quite a lot where they're creating stuff, they're choosing things, they're moving and they're grooving, but from the outsider's perspective, it doesn't look like a lot's going on. Also, if the person isn't aware enough to be in tune to that more subtle growth pattern, it gets really frustrating because it feels to them like they're stuck, like they're stagnant, or like what they're creating isn't going anywhere. It's actually not true. It's just more of that plant energy where it's unfolding and unwinding and more of a spreading out than a directionality to one point. The cool thing is, as that plant unfurls and grows and comes to full authentic expression, it's so undeniable, its presence. It goes somewhere that perhaps you wouldn't notice had you just looked at the beginning sprouting of it. How many creations are the exact same way? It's a bud. it's a curly Q where you're kind of like, this is super curious. Something's budding. I'm not sure what. And you may stare at it for a while or sit in that space for a little bit and go, I'm not sure we're going anywhere. Or I don't know why I'm choosing this. It just sounds fun. It just sounds light. I'm just going ahead with it. I'm choosing 5 different random things that have no apparent connection to each other until they do. So for me, it's like 2 different ways, and those 2 different ways may have lots of variations to them. There's the directionality. There's also this subtle unfolding. You can look for yourself, where have you had one or the other or both? And where have either of those paths turned into a fight and not a flow? Where have you been so hell-bent on trying to get to one specific outcome that you have fought and fought and fought and not allowed the unfurling and the spreading to take you on a unique path that may take you way beyond your original target? Where also have you been doing more of that fern-like unfolding, unfurling, and spreading, and made yourself wrong for it because you didn't really perceive a lot of change? And of course, when you don't acknowledge something, it's like it's not there at all. So then you get upset. You're like, oh, I'm not growing. I'm not moving. Everything is stuck. Everything is solid. You're not acknowledging the creation that's actually in play in that moment. Growth doesn't have to be a fight. It's your point of view that makes it so. There's also different paths to growth. None of them are right. None of them are wrong. They're just different. And truth be told, the greatest creators have had a combination of all of them. Being able to play with those directionality ones where you are getting after what you're going for, cool. Also not negating those more subtle, slower, softer, permeable ones where you're just allowing yourself to unfurl into what you are and what you be. It's allowing your innate nature to be a part of your life and your living and your creations at large. What else is possible if you actually allowed yourself to have all paths open to you? And if none of them had to be a fight, but they could all be a flow in their own way, what could you create? Sky is the limit, right? If you would love more of this content, I invite you to join my mailing list. Not only do I send out episode reminders weekly about this show, but also corresponding content that takes it all deeper. Everything that I talk about on this show is a 14-minute adventure and journey and pop of a possibility. If you're curious for more, dive in deeper and connect with me. Have an amazing, amazing week. The link to join the newsletter is down below, and I will chat with you soon. Keep growing.